Well, we got news today that the FFA is not doing a convention in person. This is obviously going to have a huge impact on Indianapolis's and the state's economy.
Yeah, absolutely. We understand and appreciate the time and thoughtfulness that National FFA invested in arriving at this difficult decision. And, you know, we care first and foremost about the long-term health of National FFA, especially because they're a member of our Indy community. We've been proud to host this convention since 2006. Last year in 2019, more than 68,000 future leaders attended the conference and generated $38 million in economic impact. For 2020, we were bracing for an uptick, nearly 70,000 attendees generating $40 million in economic impact. So while it does sting to lose this group and this convention, we ultimately want what's best for National FFA and its attendees and sponsors and exhibitors. The silver lining in today's news is that we've been able to negotiate and successfully add two more additional years to National FFA's agreement with the city. They were slated to meet here through 2031, and they've agreed to meet here through 2033. So that is emblematic, we feel, of the longstanding partnership and the commitment overall, yet is hard to imagine October without the corduroy blue jackets descending on Indianapolis. So it's certainly tough, and tourism is at the epicenter of this pandemic, with cities across the nation losing conventions. And what we're doing at Visit Indy is working with each and every convention slated for 2020 to see how we can either host them or move them to a virtual platform to keep them healthy and meeting.
Yeah, how do you I've been talking to some people who run businesses downtown, and I know one of them told me that they were depending on the convention business coming back and didn't know what they were going to do unless we had some conventions this fall. What do they do now? It seems like we're losing conventions one by one.
Yeah, certainly Indianapolis is not immune from the ripple effects of this pandemic, specifically through the lens of tourism. Our economy downtown is very dependent on tourism. We welcome 30 million visitors a year. Our hotels should be at 70%+ occupancy and are closer to 7. The Indiana Convention Center has been sealed off and not welcoming groups since March 17th. And so there are many businesses and hotels and tourism-related entities that are aching. There are restaurants and museums and boutiques who don't have the normal foot traffic, not only because of the shelter in place and the pandemic, but because tourism has come to a screeching halt. And so we're doing everything we can at Visit Indy, specifically for the 83,000 men and women who depend on tourism for a paycheck, to get back on track in a healthy way, in a meaningful way. And so while these conventions continue to cancel, we continue to look for ways to welcome leisure visitors and in-state visitors to come back to the capital city to enjoy the outside. We're going to launch Monday a new advertising campaign inviting in-state residents to come home to the capital city, with hotels offering up to 50% off their published rates. This aligns with our back-on-track state and city programming and timing. And we're hopefully optimistic that we can hang on to a handful of groups here slated to meet into the summer and into the fall, into the winter. Yet we know it's treacherous, and it's not an easy decision for any convention to make, whether they're going to convene or go to a virtual platform. So it's painful, but yet we understand. And specifically for a group like National FFA, who has taken so much time and effort and energy to grow their convention here in Indianapolis, and who's committed to Indianapolis and who resides here, their headquarters and their employee base, we understand, and we want what's best for National FFA. And if that means pausing a year, we understand.